Dino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up for Cane season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, will join us every week this season to talk college football, just like last season. He will be on the call nationally Sunday night for Cane's Notre Dame on Touchdown Radio. Fortuitous scheduling. By Touchdown Radio.
First home game, no travel, no question.
When I say fortuitous, Gino's the guy who makes the schedule.
Outside of a noon kick on Saturdays, the home kick is number one.
Yeah, just as exciting. Just as exciting.
He did it. So,
how does UM upset Notre Dame Sunday night? Your opinion, a very small favorite, Notre Dame, I think. 1.5, 2, 2.5 points. How does UM beat them?
I think they go out. They're built inside out, so they got to be physical with them. I think Beck's got to, you know, be an efficient quarterback. I don't know if I'm necessarily worried about the offense. I think Shannon has, did great last year with Cam. I think he's on the same page with Carson. I think there's a bunch of moving parts. Obviously, there's new receivers. Guys that have transferred in defensively, a new defensive coordinator. That's probably more of my concern of what's our defense going to look like because, you know, Marcus Freeman's got a lot of guys back. I mean, they only lost, you know, four draft choices last year, and they were in the national championship game. So they got a stud running back. And as Channing knows, man, our linebackers better be able to step up and clog the hole because, you know, that kid can get up and go. And the only reason at the end of the year last year, I would probably say that they weren't in the Ohio State game is he was out, couldn't play. I think he ended up with like four carries at the Love had four carries at the end of the in the championship game. So I think it's do all those things. And I think there's probably one thing that I didn't mention, heat and humidity. It will be it is unbearable. You guys know you walk outside is unbearable, and I don't care if it's 7 o'clock in the afternoon. They're gonna notice a difference out there in their preparation and games.
And Gino, I didn't talk Hawk into the under because he doesn't trust me because he hates me. But he got talked into the under with the weather, and it's gonna be nasty. And I've just been saying all week to different people we had on, Gino, I don't want to dive into the mud. Now we're literally going to be in the mud with Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? I thought that they should try to spread it out, see if they get a mismatch, not just sit there and play Notre Dame's game. Notre Dame wants you to run the ball 40 times. I don't think that's a formula for winning.
Channing, all I can tell you is in 1990 when we went to South Bend, we walked out on Friday walkthrough. The grass was a good 6.5 inches long. I mean, it was just awful. And it's just like, okay, we're just going to try to slow these guys down. We know they got more speed than us. And yeah, I think you do. But, you know, Miami's built kind of different than when I played. They are built inside out. I mean, I'd have to say the strength of their team is their offensive line. So, you know, if it gets muddy, nasty, and things like that, I would agree. I think, to me, if it's, you know, you don't want it muddy and nasty because if Beck, he has all the talent in the world. If he can throw the rock, we're in good shape. Mm-hmm. You know, Notre Dame, your wild card is you got a kid that really hasn't played, is going to lace him up for the first time. And you know, the whole, you know, the clap, snap, and all that nonsense that goes on in college football right now, you can't hear this clap, snap. You can't, like, silent count. Like, if you haven't prepared for that. I mean, essentially, if you're in a huddle in this game, you're screaming at the top of your voice just to communicate the play to the offensive lineman, and then you got to have hand signals for the outside guys. So, you know, it's going to be hard, and I guarantee, listen, Miami fans, they're some of the best. Like, they know, like, all right, you got a rookie quarterback, we'll be loud. You know, they'll be loud and relentless. And I think, you know, it came out in 17 when we waxed Notre Dame, their quarterback. So it was the largest environment or the loudest environment it had ever been in. And it will be the same feel on Sunday night.
You're right about the humidity. Tough pickleball playing conditions this morning, Gino.
Brutal.
No doubt.
Brutal.
But,
for the love of God.
No, but Gino, that was kind of my take yesterday with DBJ.
Can I just interrupt and tell you the best way to cool off on a hot, humid day? Aperol spritz. Go ahead, Solana.
Because Crowder is expecting, not just Crowder, I think most people are expecting this just like grinded out game, the trenches, the game will be won in the trenches. And I'm not saying it's not, but at a certain point, to me, it's simple. Their quarterback will have to make a throw at a certain point. If the game is this close, if that's the style, just a physical grind, he'll have to make a throw at right. some point. And don't you trust Carson Beck, who's been in these games before, who's experienced this type of pressure before, more than you do, even if he's as well prepared as he possibly could be going through a summer in a camp. You trust the guy who's been in these situations to make that big play over, you know, a rookie who's never been there. I mean, you experienced that yourself.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you'd have more confidence. I think anybody would have more confidence in the guy that, you know, is I think you said 23 wins or something like that at Georgia. I mean, he has been in these games. He's faced a bunch of top 10 opponents. He's gone through an SEC schedule, so you're going to be more confident. Miami is. I think that probably Miami, they hope that they put Carr in a position where he has to make a throw. And then, you know, based on what we've heard, at least, you know, through talking season, as Coach Spurrier says, is, you know, the defense is kind of righted the ship, and it could be the strength of this team. But yeah, I got more confidence in Carson Beck than I do in Carr under center for Notre Dame. So I think that, you know, they want to play that type of game where it's not reliant on the quarterback. But listen, first games are very interesting from the standpoint of somebody can come out schematically totally different than what they did last year. And I'll give you, for example, my first game, we ran out in the Orange Bowl in 1988, and preseason number one Florida State came down the same weekend, and they had their video with primetime, all this nonsense. Jimmy Johnson in the spring, I was in high school in the spring, put in the Bear defense. Nobody in college football was running the Bear defense. Florida State did not have an answer. We beat them 31-0. They had no idea how to block it. They had not schemed for it, not one bit. So don't be surprised if Miami or Notre Dame, one of them comes out in something and we're like, what are they doing? And then all of a sudden, how do they adjust and do they get them? And then, you know, listen, it's first game in college football. There's going to be special teams blunders this week. I mean, we all know that. You know, 10 guys are going to run out to the field. They're going to be 11. And, you know, you get a kick blocked or a big return, things like that. Those are all the things that you can control and say, I can't make the mental breakdowns. But if they come out or we come out and something they're not prepared for, man, and then, you know, you just let them have it.
And you know, you've talked to a bunch of people this week. This is a huge week. And they're saying the same thing you are. This O-line is one of the best they've had in a long time. We know their running backs can play. We know Carson Beck can do what he did. We know, and I love Reuben Bain. I'm quoting Batman now on the show because I love Reuben Bain so much. But the receivers and the DBs, are some people whistling through the graveyard because everybody's saying, we'll see what he can do. He might be better. He transferred in. The real bullets are about to start flying on these little itchy bitty spiders on the outside.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say let's see what he'll do. He's better than the last guy. I mean, the last guy was the first pick of the draft. You know, so let's move on from that. I think that, you know, he doesn't have, or at least we haven't seen, because, you know, he wasn't here. He doesn't have a guy like Restrepo. Now, listen, we might say Restrepo wasn't the fastest guy, wasn't the tallest guy, wasn't, but that dude got open, and Cam knew where he was going to be, and he made tough catches in traffic. He didn't cough the ball up if he needed a first down, and kind of that's where Cam went to. So that's what I'm curious of. Okay, who has he developed that relationship with? Now, remember, he didn't have spring ball. He didn't throw at all. So this is summer practice. And going out and saying, okay, that guy's kind of my security blanket. and my go-to guy. They got some stud tight ends. You know, is it going to be one of those guys that steps up? People saying he's going to be better than the last guy, you know. I'm like, cool your expectations. We just had the first pick of the draft and probably the greatest statistical season in University of Miami quarterback history. So,
you know, I'm going to break it to you. He's not going to have Cam Ward's year. I've been breaking that to people for a week now.
Hey, you know what they say, Channy? Hope is eternal.
We had Uncle Luke on yesterday, Gino. We asked him to pick his favorite Hurricanes quarterback of all time, and yeah, he selected you.
Really? Yep. Wow, that's my boy. That's my boy.
How about that?
I like Luke. You know what? That's because I'm the only quarterback that wore the Luke Two Live Crew bandana out at practice a couple times. Me and Lamar. So Luke knows I represented back in the day.
What's the best UM rivalry in your opinion? From your day, is it FSU or Notre Dame?
The one that means you're winning the national championship if you win the game. And if Florida State, you know, if we beat them this game and hey, it vaults us to kind of move on and get in that mix and get in the playoffs and have a chance to win the national championship, then I'll say it was this. But when I played, you know, I think for the fans, the Miami Notre Dame game is the greatest, but I would say the Florida State game was the national championship went through that game. And, you know, it's funny because people say, well, the greatest rivalry is Alabama Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Greatest rivalry is Michigan Ohio State. I don't know. Michigan and Ohio State, when I was playing, they weren't playing for Jack, you know what? I mean, we were playing for the national championship. So I didn't really care when they played and if they were in Michigan or Ohio State in Columbus. It was what rivalry is this game, you got to win to win a national championship. And that's why I just, you know, listen, I know there's great history in rivalries, which is phenomenal because I think that's why college football is awesome. But I think to me, the greatest rivalry is the one, okay, these two teams are really darn good. They hate each other. And this is gonna vault one of them into the top of the discussion for the national championship.
Sounds like you are describing the Florida Long Island University game on the docket for tomorrow. I mean, that is
wow. They play Long Island University.
Island University.
Is that out on the BQE? Are they actually a road trip? Are they traveling?
I think they're playing it inside a Crumble Cookies that is a cookie for your opponent.
They're flying up Southwest to Islip to play that game.
Hey, Hawk, no. You don't see the flex that Gino giving the Davey O'Brien shirt.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. I saw it. Did you see Uncle Luke yesterday had gold records above his head while we were doing the interview? And I saw Gino with the Davey O'Brien shirt.
I was just doing some work outside around the house. Sorry. I apologize. I need to polish this one up. Oh, I got one of that. Maybe dust this one off.
It's
easy to win when your ship comes in.
80 people in the history of the world have that shirt. That's pretty cool.
That is true. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, Touchdown Radio. They've got a great docket of games this season, and it starts Sunday night with Miami and Notre Dame. Thank you, Gino. We will talk to you throughout the season.
Always, guys.